Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's a little bit of the Stones bringing us back. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you go there and you type in Grace Marie Turner, you can hear the things that she's taught us over the years about healthcare, about free market healthcare ideas, and why the marketplace is better at establishing and making healthcare programs available to you and me. Not only the insurance, but the delivery of the services. I completely agree with her. She and I have been talking about this since 1998, and she was doing it before that. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all you do for so many, keeping up the fight against nationalized, socialized, universal health care, non-market-based health care rammed down our throats by the government. It just makes me ill to think about it. But tell us how Obamacare, tell us if you can, I know a lot of these things are not completely clear right now, but to the best of your ability, give us a day in the life of a small business with Obamacare.
That is, you're right. A lot of the regulations to implement this are still being written, so some of it we just don't know. But if
that's even scarier, isn't it?
It is, and it's impossible to plan. It is impossible for people to know. When I speak to business groups, you know, somebody in the audience will always say, "Just tell me how much this is going to cost me." And I have to tell them, that is not knowable. The legislation says that the federal government will tell employers and individuals what has to be covered in a new government-mandated health insurance policy. Hmm. Well, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, is one of her 2,000 powers delegated in this law, has to make that decision. They punted on it, and they said, you know, we're not going to make that decision because that would be hugely unpopular. Think how every single specialty, every single doctor, every single person that has a device or a test wants to be on the list. So what they said is, we're going to let the states decide. And, oh, by the way, the federal government is going to pay for it. So what are they going to do? They're going to make the list as long as they possibly can of things that must be covered.
Mandated to be in there, which is exactly why New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts and California have such high insurance costs.
Right. So either they'll have to provide this new insurance. Some of them may self-insure. Some businesses may say, you know what, I'm going to divide my company into several different parts so that I have fewer than 50 employees in each one. Don't trigger the mandate. But then small business owners, they're still people. They're subject to the individual mandate, which means that even if your company doesn't provide health insurance, you have to have it yourself or pay a fine. They've really tried to give you no exit. That's one of the reasons why this Supreme Court decision is going to be so important. It's a jobs issue. There, over and over, we hear people say, I'm not hiring a single person.
I hear it
more
all the time.
Until I know how much this is going to cost me.
Mm-hmm.
And when they find out, they're going to say, I'm not paying that. I can't. Mm-hmm. For low-wage workers, it's going to basically mean that employers have to double the cost of hiring that person.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do?
On top of a minimum wage that's forced on them.
And it's going to
and
be
in some
it's
cities,
really
a living wage.
Double, yeah. It's probably going to be double the minimum wage. The people who are going to be most affected are entry-level workers trying to get that first job, trying to get off of welfare, trying to get their foot on the ladder, who are going to find that jobs just don't exist.
So two of the things that are going to happen, one is going to be, as you said earlier, that we're going to, as we have access to technology which allows us not to hire another person, we're going to buy that technology. It's also going to give an impetus to people who are creating these innovations to create more of them because there'll be more of a market for them. That's one. And the second thing is it's going to increase, whenever we can hire more people and the costs go up, it's going to raise the cost of compensation, which is a very inflationary thing, isn't it?
That's exactly right. It's going to even be more inflationary when the government has, basically the government has control over that big cost of your business, because they can decide, you know, what has to be covered and therefore what it's going to cost. And we already see, as you said, this is going to be a huge cost for companies. And labor unions are already the ones at the front of the line saying, we want out of this. And they were the ones who worked hardest to get it passed.
They helped to get it passed, and yet they're hugely disproportionately getting the waivers, aren't they?
That's right. The waivers from early parts of Obamacare.
Right, right.
And by the way, with Obamacare, somebody asked, one of the reporters said, Mr. President, don't you think that we should tell people to stop calling it that? That's really pejorative. And he said, no. You know, he says they're going to start to like it. And he seems to like it that it has his name on it. He has no idea how much people hate this law. It's so amazing. He says, oh, it's going to mean that people see that Obama cares.
He thinks it's his legacy, doesn't he?
He does.
And it actually will be, won't it?
It will be, one way or the other.
Yeah.
15% of the American people think an individual mandate, the federal government telling you have to buy insurance or pay a fine, is a good idea. Yet 100% of Americans are going to be affected by it. How's that working out for you?
Well, what's amazing to me is how people propose this at the same moment that the same type of practices are taking Europe down. And they don't see any kind of connection, or at least they won't admit to the connection. I mean, all we got to do is look across at the European movie to see what America's going to be like in 5 to 10 years.
That's exactly
because,
right.
Largely because of Obamacare. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask Grace Marie, why aren't the Republican candidates, talking about this? They don't seem to be bringing this up much. Tintel, stay with us.
Mercy. 'Cause this land's the place I love, and here
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.